You know, Lex, I have a job interview on Wednesday that I am terrified about, and I never get nervous. Like, I am not the type of person, I think you may have heard me through the years say this, I just don't get nervous. It's not part of, I mean, I do, okay, mm-hmm. when I, it's not, I rarely ever get nervous. We're talking about once every few years, I'll go up there and I'm like, oh my God, I'm nervous. Why? But I am nervous as fuck for this job interview on Wednesday, and I do not know how to prepare for it. I am shook. Do you ever get nervous when you're jumping on stage, or you've done it too many times to even like have any emotions about anything?
Di na. May, pag mga ano lang, pag medyo politicians, medyo ganon, medyo...
Really? Wow.
Pag mga ano ako doon, pag medyo nakikita kong iba yung crowd. Pero nervous pag sa ano, sa doktor.
That's a different kind of nervous. That's scared.
Sa stage 'yan. Pagkaiba, alam ko parang Jokoy na nagperform sa Golden Globes. Alam mo yung may ganung crowd eh. Na hindi mo alam kung tatanggapin ka kasi I know yun, mga rich crowd. Pero pag napatawa mo na, okay na. Sa akin, necessary yun. Sorry to ano. Necessary sa akin ang nervous. Pag hindi ako nervous, doon ako natatakot.
Ano? What?
Kasi kailangan pagka hindi ako nervous, doon dapat ako matakot. Kasi yung nervous is unnecessary sa akin. Necessary sa akin para maging... Alam mo yung parang may danger... Di ba? Kaya nakatayo, ganun lahat. Magiging alert ka. Pagka medyo masyadong, ano, minsan, di ako alert eh.
You know, that mentality is, I hear a lot of people say that, musicians before a concert, they said, do you want to be nervous? I hear athletes say this for the big game, you want to be nervous. I think that's just not where I want to be. Okay, you know, for example, let's say your sports team, and I know the NBA playoffs is going on right now. People want to see a good game. They want in the fourth quarter to be close. Tapos manalo yung team nila. I don't want that. I want my team to blow out that motherfucker because I don't want to be nervous. I don't want to sit there in the fourth quarter go, shit, mag overtime tayo. You know, I get that it's a rush. I don't want that shit. I don't want a challenge. I just want be up by 30 in the fourth quarter. That's where my happiness is. Ayoko mag overtime. Ayoko mag like, and I take that with everything. Like I do not need the extra stimulation. I would rather it be very easy, life be very relaxed, do not have any variation in emotions. I am boring. That is who I am. That is who I've always been. So when I get nervous, it's a very foreign feeling. Yeah, it's a foreign feeling. Like, I can't use the nervousness as motivation. Like, oh, I'm nervous. This is what I need para to perform better. No, I perform best when I'm fucking calm. And so when you say like that nervousness, you can help spin that for your favor. I can't spin it for my favor. When I'm nervous, I'm fucking nervous. My lips get dry. I get really thirsty. I'm like stuttering. I am just a fucking mess when I am nervous. Though it is very, very rare that those things kind of happen. So I wish I had your ability. I wish I had the ability of those athletes and those singers and stuff like that that can take that emotion and be able to spin it to action and being the best version of themselves. Me. Can't fucking do it. So I envy you guys who can pull that off. All right. Welcome to the show. It is episode number 30 of this year 13. It is closing in on the end of the weekend. This is part two of our back-to-back, Alex and I, and your calls. Let's take our first one because it is getting pretty late in Manila time, and she is our lone Philippine caller for this back-to-back set.
Yeah. Other job... Ano ba to? Parang sa same airport na...
Yeah. Same.
Parang magpa-promote for promotion.
Yeah, it's essentially kind of like that. It's like a promotion job. And it's a completely different area though that wala akong experience in. So parang feeling ko ako yung pinakawalang kwentang candidate. And maybe that's where the nervousness comes in is because alam ko na hindi ako qualified for this thing. I can learn it and I am... like obsessed with learning it, but feeling ko, halimbawa may 10 candidates, ako yung siguro yung pinaka like least experience. I might even be the youngest. I'm kind of anticipating I might even be the youngest of all of them because the job is medyo, you know, medyo mataas na position.
Pagka, pagka pumasa ka ba dyan, mas mapapagaan yung pag doon ako magpapa, doon ako bababa na airport sa Vegas para yung magiging position yung babae, maniname drop ko na, ah, I'm friends with Mohan Gumatay.
Maybe. Maybe. But we'll see. I mean, I'm gonna.
Bro, good luck, mo. Yeah,
it's. I know I'm not.
You can do it.
You know, and then of course I've got everybody I tell. Like, there's no way I'm gonna get this job. It's impossible. Like, you know that the thing where, and I may have said this too in the past, when celebrities get nominated for an award but they lose, their go-to answer is at least na nominate ako. You know, that's where I am right now. At least nakapag-interview ako. Pero I am. Feeling go so at a disadvantage when it comes to the strength of the CV compared to some of these other guys. So we'll see. Or girls. Let's take our first and talk to Kate. Kate is 27 years old. And Kate, I'm assuming you are in Manila, Philippines, yes?
Hi, yes.
What's up, Kate? How can I help you? Thanks for
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for staying awake for us here. What do you got?
Okay, I actually called the show last year.
Yeah, about
but
what?
But it's a different story. But okay, I'm start ko na yung kwento.
Wait, so, wait, hold on. What did you call about last year?
Ito yung ano, yung may donate ako na pinagastos ako. Yung naka big bike na guy.
Wait. Ikaw yung gumastos para sa kanya?
Parang natatandaan ko to.
Parang nagre-reklamo ako na gumastos, na pinagastos niya ako. Ganun. Parang ano ba to, walang pera. Basta ganun yung...
So ano nangyari sa kanya? What did you do? Because you know, we were just talking about this last week on the radio. Hold on one second. I'm gonna put you slightly lower volume because there's some background noise. Alex and I got into a good debate on the radio over who spends. And Lex is really old school with his mentality, and you can see this, and there's nothing wrong with old school. I know sometimes when we think old school, it means old. No, it just means traditional, okay? And that he thinks the guys are the ones who most often should pay, and if they don't do it, it's going to be a problem down the line in the relationship. Mm-hmm. So this call might be a very good pro-Alex argument. Yeah. Ako naman feeling ko, I don't care sino magbabayad. Just as long as yung tao na nagbabayad, may kaya. Like, if you're considerably more financially flexible, you should take on the bigger...
Ano mo, China? Nag-big bike to mo, eh.
Ano?
Nag-big bike. Yung lalaki, nag-big bike, eh. Tapos di nagbaya. Ayan yung girl, eh.
Ano to?
Di ba, girl,
bike?
No?
Ano tong big bike? What's...
Ayaw niya ako sunduin kasi gusto niya naka-big bike kami. Eh, ayaw akong sumakay ng motor. So, ang ginawa ko, nag-meet kami halfway. Nag-meet kami halfway. Tapos, parang niloloko-loko niya ako na, ano lilibri mo sa akin for dinner, ganyan. So, I ended up na ako yung bumili ng dinner namin. Tapos, parang sinabihan ko siya na, bakit hindi ka nalang mag-downgrade ng car mo or ganyan, tuloy parang wala kang pandate. Yung ganun. Kasi, pero before that, parang binanggit ko din sa inyo na prior to him, may dinate ako na sobrang ni-spoil ako. Tapos nung pagdating sa kanya, nagre-reklamo na ako sa inyo na, okay lang ba to? Yung ganun, na ganun yung nangyari.
Okay,
parang
so...
Parang ganun yung ano.
Dinate mo bang naka-big bike? May nangyari sa inyo?
Wala, hindi.
May nangyari sa inyo?
Wala. Umuwi na ako noon. Nung first date na yun. Tapos hindi na ako nakipagkita sa kanya kasi na-off na nga ako. Wala,
okay,
hindi
good.
Ako nakipag-sex sa kanya.
Good. Okay, alright. Eileen, who's in Istanbul, Turkey, on the stream here, said he was the one who was dating people for meals. Ito ba yung pogi? Pogi to, di ba? Ito yung pang, like...
Yes, okay, yes, yun yung pogi. Right. Yung sabi ni Chopper na...
Yeah, you know, I remember it now. I remembered it when Eileen here on the chat said he's the one who dates for meals because he is a good-looking guy and he's able to get kind of girls to pay for his way. Kasi nga pogi eh. So I'm glad that this was only a one-time date. So what's the problem now?
Okay, so I'm currently dating this guy. Kasabay to nang nakamatch ko yung guy na yun So last year, parang nakamatch ko silang dalawa. Pero etong guy na to, lisan ko lang siya. Well, nag-usap, nag-start kami mag-usap December. Tapos, parang antagal niya naghintay bago ako pumayag sa first date namin kasi parang may thing yata ako sa office noon. So, nag-uusap na kami ng December. Tapos, pumayag akong magkita kami January. Ang una kita namin, nanood kami ng show ni Alex Calieja. Hindi ko na nasasabihin kung saan kasi baka mahalata. Tapos, pero yung all throughout that, kunwari, bawa, di ba nag-start, parang gusto niya na akong i-date December pa lang. Kasi swimming instructor siya. So, nag-reach out talaga ako sa kanya at first October pa lang para magpa-private class. Pero kasi, yung ganun pala, kailangan overnight, ganyan. So, parang hindi pa ako comfortable makipag-overnight kasi syempre, hindi ko pa naman siya kilala. So, cancel ako ng cancel. Tapos, hanggang sa parang, nag-share go kasi ako eh. Tapos, parang nakikita yung mga photos. Tapos, parang nagtanong din ako sa kanya about sa share go kasi nakapag-share go na siya, kung ano yung marirecommend niya, ganyan. Tapos, hanggang sa parang nag-message na siya lagi, nag-uusap na kami. Pero, hindi ko siya gusto kasi hindi ako nagagwapuhan sa kanya. Though, he's very funny. Funny siya kausap, tsaka may sense siya kausap. Tapos, so, matyaga siya kasi nung January na, may mga times na dinidetch ko siya. Like, oo ako, tapos hindi ko itutuloy yung lakad namin. So, very chill lang naman siya. Mabait naman siya. Tapos, nandyan pa din siya. Hanggang sa nag-first date kami, yung sa show nga ni Alex Calieja. Hindi ko pa rin siya gusto. Like,
Alex na lang,
okay,
okay
siya kausap.
So, wait a minute. So, wait. So, there's a guy who's funny. He's smart.
Yes.
He is nice to you. He is doing amazing things for you. But you don't like him because he's not handsome. Because hindi siya pogi. He's not pogi. So
at
you don't
first,
like
yes.
him.
At first, yes.
So for, so is this a learning lesson for a lot of the girls out there or a lot of the guys out there? You could be wealthy. You could be nice. You could be funny. Well, he didn't have that much money, right? So you could be... You could be funny, you could be smart, you could be very kind, but if you don't have money and you're not bogey, I'm sorry. it's just all of that stuff that the girls talk about regarding you being smart and funny. It really isn't that important if you're not bogey and you're not a little bit rich.
Dinaanan mo ko ng konti doon ah. Funny. Naitaw ba ako ng personal? Ha?
Yeah, well, hey, in a couple of weeks, Alex is going to have better hair. All right, so continue with your story. Go ahead. Sorry. You finally went out on a date with this guy.
Okay, tapos parang yung mga kwento niya kasi sa akin, parang nung prime years niya, sobrang babaero siya, ganyan-ganyan. Parang open naman siya sa mga kinakwento niya about his past, na babaero siya. Basta puro ganun, puro kalokohan lang yung kinakwento niya. Tapos, edi ako, parang nakikinig lang ako sa kanya, ganyan. Tapos parang, nakikinig lang ako sa mga kwento niya kasi funny naman siya magkwento. Natutuwa
funny
naman ako
nga,
sa kanya. Right. And then, siguro mga ilang ano pa. Ah, kasi may thing ako sa office noon. Hindi ko alam kung natatandaan niyo pa yung parang last question ko sana na meron akong crush sa office na mahirap. Basta ganun. So
wait,
natuloy
you
siya.
You have a crush on a guy that's poor?
Sa office.
Because he's good looking.
Yes.
Okay, so pogi's your thing. Like, you have to be pogi for Kate to like. That's fine. That's fine.
Yes, tapos, very complicated yung sitwasyon nun. Tapos, nung parang yun yung dahilan kung bakit hindi ko ma-entertain ng maayos tong recent nung mga bandang December tas mga first week ng January. Tapos, eventually, kinuwento ko sa kanya na ito kasi yung sitwasyon ko ngayon. Kaya hindi kita masyadong ma-entertain pa muna. Ganyan. Okay lang ba pag okay na ako? Tapos parang, nung mga third date namin, finrenzone ko na siya. Sinabi ko sa kanya na, friendship lang yung mai-offer ko ngayon. Sabi kong ganun. Tapos nandyan pa din siya. As in, nandyan pa din siya. Hindi pa rin siya tumitigil. Pero
you know,
hindi siya yung way na makulit ha. Yung parang chill lang siya. Hanggang sa parang nag-focus na ako sa kanya. Parang tinigilan ko, parang wala na yung sa office thing. Nag-focus na ako sa kanya. Dinate ko na talaga siya. Tapos, parang sixth date namin, pumayag na ako, mag-kiss kami. Kiss pa lang.
So,
kiss pa lang yun.
You're so disgusted by this guy's face.
No! Hindi naman.
No,
hindi
it
naman
is. Kate, first of all, here's the thing. So, okay, let me take it back like 30 minutes ago. So, we were starting the show off air. I call Kate off air. I'm like, Kate, you know, she's supposed to be our fourth caller, right? Not our third caller. And I'm like, Kate, you know, do you need to be on right now? And she's like, yeah, because it's almost midnight Manila time. So I had this vibe that Kate was like, I'm so sleepy. Okay, I'll do it. And then she gets on here and just cannot shut the fuck up. Like, you're so energetic, right? So it's really funny. But what I love about this story is you're so focused on him being bogey, or in this case, not bogey, that usually when a girl says, or when anybody says, okay, finally, after X amount of dates, may nangyari, we think sex. You're like, okay, after, X amount of weeks, finally, I kissed him because he's so ugly. I need to get a photo of this guy, please.
Oh my
Because
gosh.
you
And
you
you.
yeah, I like a
And
photo.
you.
Oh no. We've sent a photo. She's pretty. No, Kate's pretty here. But and I'll get you that photo, Lex, because she sent it from the last time. But I gotta see how ugly this guy is, man. I'm obsessed at how ugly this guy is.
Oh, pati yung picture ng dala.
And
Saka,
I'm
nakita ba tayo
obsessed.
sa ano? Nakita ba tayo sa venue? Lumapit ka ba?
Hindi, nasa likod lang kami. Nandun lang kami sa may likod. Pero napanood ko lahat. Like, ikaw yung pinakahuli nagpe-perform, di ba? So,
Baka nakita ko yung lalaki ng personal eh.
I gotta say, wait,
actually,
hold on.
matagal ka na niyang pinapanood eh.
Oi,
Kasi
oi,
parang...
oi. You can do that while sending the photo. You can do the
Okay,
small talk while
wait.
sending
Hanap
the picture.
picture.
Yeah. But where I
Wala.
kind
Wait. Shucks, baka naitin
Ano, no? Baka mama?
Baka
Pwede
raw
bang
laitin
ano na
natin.
lang?
Ninait mo eh. Ikaw nalait
Oh, ikaw
kaya.
nagsabi na hindi siya pogi.
Ia-uplift pa nga namin lalaki.
You were the one that said he was ugly, not us. Okay. How
Oh.
does he get to be babaero though? Like, how is he babaero if he's not good looking, he's not that wealthy, he's nice, he's funny, fine. Maybe he was able to charm a bunch of girls into hooking
Tsaka
up.
ma-effort din.
Okay. All right. Let's hear.
Effort
Where's
ah.
that photo, girl?
Wait lang, hinahanap ko. Kasi...
Lex, let me send you a picture of this girl, by the way, while we are waiting for he's so ugly that you can't even take his photo. Like, that's pretty amazing. He's so parang yung so sobrang pangit. Oy, babe, selfie tayo sa'yo.
Teka lang, wait.
Ayoko ng selfie. I don't want to be seen standing next to you. All right, Lex, here's our girl. Here's our girl Kate right here. There you go.
Ano?
She's pretty. She's pretty. Yeah. Damn, girl. Like, what, you can't find a fucking picture?
Wait, wait lang, ito na.
May tsura ka.
Yeah, no, she's pretty.
Ah, may tsura tong girl.
Yeah, she's like your
Pwede.
perfect,
Mukhang
the
maputi kilipili.
perfect flight attendant look. Di ba? Yung just,
Oh, pwede naman.
siya yung crush ng lahat ng FA. Di ba?
Oo.
Yeah, I mean,
Pwede.
not really
Maganda, pero mukhang
artistahin.
antipati ka, pero maganda.
But yeah, you look like the prettiest girl in the
Antipati ka, pero may
flight
tsura.
attendant, yeah. The flight attendant group. Which is a compliment, okay?
Wala kasi siyang picture na
Baka
ano.
kasi pumipili yung girl ng
I
medyo gwapo.
know.
Nahirapan ka talaga
Give
niyan.
us like the most realistic photo of this guy. I know
Ah,
you
sige, yung
kissed.
video na lang. Pinaka-raw na lang.
I know you
Wait.
kissed him and you're really ashamed about kissing this guy. I'm sure by this point you've done more than kiss him. All right, here we go. Where's it at?
Eto na nga. Wait.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
God. Yeah, oh my God. It's taking forever. Let's go.
Sandali ah, yung kwento mo, doon ka palang salik ah. Baka mamaya may kasunod pa yan mo, naputol lang natin. Tandaan mo ah, doon tayo naputol sa after
Eto
six
lang yung
dates,
picture niya kasi
umay
naging
ka na
mukha talaga.
mag-kiss.
Lahat kasi naka-shades.
Okay, so fine. Hindi siya pogi, pero hindi naman siya pangit. Okay, so it's not like, it's not, I mean, there, Lex. He's not bogey, but he's not also fucking horrible looking, right? Diba? Diba, Lex? He's all right. Baka mataas ang standards mo kasi nga medyo...
Kasi nasa beach eh, natalsikan pa ng alon, kaya hindi natin masyado makita. Na. Pero mukhang okay, maganda yung katawan. Okay naman.
Yeah, he's all right. How old is this guy?
Parang basketball player.
35.
Okay. The dual tattoo though, the
Tattoo.
symmetrical tattoo that he has on the chest. Not a fan of that. But I'm all right. Whatever. That's kind of weird.
Parang dyan siya i-screwdriver.
Yeah. He's got two symmetrical. He's got two symmetrical tattoos of the Philippine sun, right?
Hey, don't say
it. Oh, sorry. But Alex is no. The reason why I said it is because Lex is right. It looks like a construction. Like you actually have to. It's a place where you screw. Because they're perfectly symmetrical. It's really weird. Okay, so wait. You had to kiss him. I know it was terrible. And then what?
Tapos.
So okay na. So parang ewan ko. Basta nag-kiss na kami. Tapos the following week, nag-sleepover na ako sa place niya. Tapos so parang yun na yun. Parang okay. Binibigyan ko na siya ng chance parang to date. Ganon. Tapos edi ayun. Though from the get-go naman, parang kinukwento niya sa akin na nasa Bumble pa din siya ganyan-ganyan. Kasi nga nag-iipon siya ng followers kasi may mga business siya na kailangan niyang i-market.
Really? Para mag- That's what he said? You believe that
yes!
shit?
Yes! No!
You believe that? Oh my God.
Edi, at first, syempre, wala akong pakialam. Like, wala akong pakialam sa mga thing na ginagawa niya kasi nga nonchalant lang ako sa kanya before.
May link.
You believe that
shit? Ano ba, diba link ko dapat sa link? Dapat sa...
Okay, continue.
Kamukha ni Dindo Arroyo.
Tapos, edi, ayun na nga, Pat. Okay naman, consistent pa din siya na nag... Consistent pa din siya hanggang ngayon. Pero yun nga lang, yung parang napapansin ko nga. Though parang open siya na kinukwento niya sa akin na nagbabumble pa din siya.
Sa inyo?
Nga,
may nangyayari sa inyo? Uy, may nangyayari sa inyo?
Yeah, di ba? Oh. Nga, nag-sleepover na nga siya.
Wait,
hold on. Who's Dindo Arroyo?
Ay, kumusta?
Who's Dindo Arroyo? Is it basketball player ba ito?
Hindi. Yung ano yung kontrabida na ano. Matanda na ngayon yun, pero ganyan
but
na
you're right.
Niya.
Okay, so this guy, does look like, this guy does look like a basketball player. How tall is this guy?
Matangkad. I'm 5'11 or 5'10.
Okay. Because you know the problem with looking like a basketball
nga,
player?
Basketball player.
Here's the problem. Look, if you look like a basketball player, but you're not a basketball player, essentially you're pretty fucking ugly. Because basketball players are ugly. They're not good-looking guys. So if you look like a basketball player, but you are not, in fact, a UAP or PBA player, then you're just pangit. Right? Yeah. It's just the way it is. Even if it, and that goes for intellect. Like, if you're, like, smart, but if, like, if you're... If you have the intelligence of a basketball player, but you're not a basketball player, that means you're stupid.
Patrimonyo, pero ayun yung exception to the rule limo.
Yeah, there's going to be except there's going to be your Vin Tison, there's going to be your exceptions, uh-huh. your Chris Trues and all of that stuff. But we're talking uh-huh. about by and large, generally speaking, kung kamukha mo isang basketball player, it's like wait, what does he do? Hey, he looks like a boxer. Is he a boxer? No. Aba puto yan. Medyo pangit. Medyo pangit. Right? Like, Myros is Wemby. Like, yeah, if Wemby was not a basketball player.
Oo naman.
Jesus, come on now.
Ano yun? Blogger yun. Si Wemby, blogger.
Okay. We're, Kate, we gotta finish the story, man. It's midnight. Let's go.
Oh, bilis.
Okay, so... Yeah,
nag-enjoy ka sa sex. Nag-enjoy ka sa sex, Kate. Nag-enjoy ka naman sa sex. Bumawi naman. Mukhang okay naman.
Okay naman. Pero hindi kasi ganun yung gusto ko eh.
Ah, bakit? Ano ba ginawa niya versus...
Hindi kasi intimate. I mean, hindi. Gusto ko kasi intimate. Pero yung nangyari kasi parang hindi ganun ka-intimate.
Anong intimate? Ganun. Intimate yun ah.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Ba't na ginawa niya? Marami nanonood. Ano, basketball game?
What do you
basta.
Mean? No,
basta.
Tell us. What do you mean intimate? What if you want intimate, but he didn't do intimate? What's intimate?
Hindi ko ma-explain eh.
Kisa dede.
Okay, I like. I'm a very vanilla girl when it comes to bed. Ay, pero yung what we did, okay naman. Pero hindi kasi vanilla. Parang fuck lang ganun.
Yep.
Ganun.
Okay, got it. So is he your boyfriend or not? I'm sorry, I forgot.
No, kasi parang, eto na nga. So, okay. Eh, di ba, taga-probinsya kasi ako. So, last week lang, he went sa province namin para sunduin ako. And then, parang nakipag-meet siya sa parents ko. Like, Nakipagkalala lang, hindi naman yung official na meet, parang okay dad si ano, mom si ano. Uwi na kami, balik na kami ng Manila. Boy. Parang ganun lang.
Sabi ng tatay mo, basketballista ba to? Hindi, ay puta.
Alam ko sinabi, oh, ba't sinama mo yung bus driver dito? Hinatid ka ba dito? Ang bait naman. Ganun ba?
Shit. Tapos, ano, okay, tapos nung, ano, nung magkasama kami last time, pinakita niya sa akin yung mga pictures ng exes niya. Uy, ang gaganda. Promise, ang gaganda. Yung huli nga parang lumalaban pa ng Miss Universe, ganun.
What?
Ang gaganda talaga. Okay. Promise. Ako din, parang hindi ako makapaniwala. Pero kasi, nung nakita ko yung pictures niya nung college siya or nung 20s siya, okay naman siya. I mean, okay naman, guwapo naman. So, feeling ko, and yung ugali niya din, yung personality niya, nadadala niya. So, kaya siya nakakuha ng mga ganun kakaganda. Even right, yung mga dinidate niya pag pinapakita niya sa akin, ang gaganda talaga, as in,
okay,
hindi
okay,
ko masabi
hold on,
na.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. I know I keep telling you to hurry up. This is my fault. Lex. Okay, Lex. Question, Alex. If you date a person, pero hindi siya prime, they're not in their prime anymore. Di ba? Medyo tumanda na and all of that stuff. It's not the same thing, di ba?
Hindi. Halimbawa, mabuhay sa nakaraan.
So, halimbawa, ngayon, di ba? Halimbawa, dinate mo si Osang. Now, remember, oh. Osang was the most beautiful girl. The most beautiful in 92. Okay? Right? I mean, of all of the SD stars, no one was as beautiful as Osang. She was Marianne Rivera doing SD film.
Yes. Totoo okay. Yun.
Now, Osang right now is, it's unrecognizable.
Nagkatrabaho kami medyo, tita na talaga.
Yeah, it's unrecognizable from those days. So halimbawa may nangyari sa inyo ni Osang right now, it's not the same.
Hindi, siyempre. Di ba? Parang nagdala ka ng lumang Mercedes-Benz.
You know, I got in trouble for the kay about the comment. You're gonna get in trouble for that comment. Let's get that clip and we're gonna run. Ang lumang Mercedes.
Oh, alam ko naman. Yan, sabihin na naman sa'yo, papagalay na ako niyo. Sinaulok eh.
Kate, vanilla.
Di ba nagawa na natin yung comment na yan na, uy, lumang Mercedes. Gago ka.
Lumang, what is it? No. Vanilla Kate, what's going on? Sorry, we're back to you, dear.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you behind.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, tapos, nung parang kinausap ko siya, sabi ko, okay lang ba, wag na natin patagalin. Uy, parang sabi ko, uy, wag natin tong patagalin na yung ganitong chill lang na setup. Sabi ko, ganun. Kung na-feel mo naman na hindi mo ako nakikita ang girlfriend mo in the long run, edi tigilan na natin. Like, huwag na tayo mag-aksay ng oras. Sabi ko ganun sa kanya. Tapos parang sabi niya, parang meron kasi ako inihintay na work abroad. Hindi ko alam kung kailan ako makakaalis kasi parang may problema sa government.
Yeah.
So yun din yung parang sinasabi niya. Paano kapag umalis ka? Hindi daw siya fan ng LDR, ganyan. Sabi ko, di tigil natin pag umalis ako. Sabi ko ganun. Pero parang mahihirapan nga daw ako kasi nga, paano kung limbawa naging mag-girlfriend, boyfriend kami, naging committed kami, tapos biglang, ayan na, aalis ka na. Baka mahirapan lang kami, ganyan. Tapos,
where's the story
siya,
going?
Parang, ha?
Where is the story going?
Tinanong ko nga, parang ito na, tinanong ko na siya na, sabi ko, ano ba, parang interested ka ba mag-date ng iba o hindi na, parang, hindi, sabi niya sa akin, hindi naman ako pupunta sa bahay niyo at imi-meet yung parents mo kung mag-date pa ako ng iba, diba, ganyan. So the question is, with all the Bumble thing na sinasabi niya, tapos, hindi din kasi siya machat na tao. Alam mo yun, parang tatawag lang siya, ganyan. Ewan ko, baka kasi matanda na siya, kaya siya ganun. Itutuloy ko pa ba to? Parang hindi ko kasi kayang lundukin na nagbabumble pa rin siya.
Okay, so
dinagdikelos ka na ngayon.
Okay, so all of this story, which is our fault too, because we keep asking you like shit that's not related, but all of this leads back to the Bumble. Why are you on Bumble if you and I are gonna be... And what was his excuse again for being on Bumble? Sorry?
Nagpapadami siya ng follower. Kasi nga may business siya na ipopromote.
What's the business? What's the business that kailangan niya ng daming followers sa Bumble?
I cannot say it. Masyado nang mahalata eh.
Is it related to Bumble? Like you can assess that and go, okay, fine, gets go.
No naman. Parang naisip ko nga, bakit kailangan? Bakit? Parang pwede ka naman, naisip ko, pwede naman siya, pwede naman i-post yun ng mga friends niya kasi yeah. marami naman siyang friends.
Or you can use IG as your social media of choice to sell. You can use Facebook as your social media choice to sell a something, right? Unless motel siguro yung business niya and that's why he has to be on Bumble. But
hindi
even
naman.
Then,
pero yan nga.
Yeah, even then, that's naman. Kind of hard to that's a bit of a stretch. Okay, so let's see. Here's what, I mean, I don't like the guy, okay? I don't like that the Bumble excuse is bogus. So stupid. Like, I don't believe a goddamn word of that. Number two, self-admitted babaero. Number three, super likes hot chicks. You can tell. There's nothing wrong with that per se, but when you factor in the other quote-unquote red flags, then this might be a problem. The whole "I went to the province to meet your family" is a little overrated. Don't put too much stock into that shit. That just might be part of the charm that he uses, that he has used in the past, and it works for him. Remember, I mean, the guy's good at what he does. He's good at bullshitting you. He uses his humor. He uses his, you know, ability to make cuento and all of that stuff. And girls like you fall for this shit. And it takes a little bit of time because hindi siya pogi, but eventually he will hook you. So I don't like it. The Bumble thing is a massive, massive red flag. And I am out on this guy. Lex, how about you?
Sorry, may konti ka rin fault dito. Bakit? Yung pinaita ng guy sa'yo is tinapatan ka lang niya. One, napansin niya ayaw mo sa pangit. So, tinasa niya yung stocks niya na pinaita niya sa'yo yung mga eto. Ito yung mga naging ex ko. Kasi medyo pasok ka sa physical. Gusto mo physical eh. So pinakita ka niya para lang ma-uplift yung image niya. Pero, babaero talaga yan. Kasi nga, sabi mo nga, hindi mo gusto nung una. ngayon, pinaproblema mo, ayaw mo na siya mag-bumble. O, di dadali ka, girl. Di ba? Kunento mo yung buhay mo. Pero sa dulo, siya rin ang bida. Di ba? Siya rin ang bida. O, so, ibig sabihin, expert yung kalaban, ano mo, natapat mo. Hindi yan titigil sa Bumble kasi isa ka sa mga ano. Isa ka sa mga...
Mga naisip ko nga parang naghihintay lang to ng parang mas okay sa akin na makukuha niya tsaka niya ako bibitawan.
Hindi, hindi siya naghihintay. May kasabay ka.
No, I agree with both of you. I think Alex is right. I think they both exist simultaneously. You are temporary until the next hotter girl comes around and there might not be one right now, but it doesn't mean he's not trying. So that's kind of where I agree with Alex.
Yeah.
May sabay ka, maybe, maybe not. But you're always going to be... He will always be turned on for that. I mean, come on, the guy's got a Bumble account still. And he gave you some bullshit examples. So what Alex is saying is true. It might not necessarily mean there's a specific girl, but there will be one. Mm-mm. And that's always going to be the case. So again, I'm out on this guy. I'm not a 27-year-old girl who looks like the cutest FA in the plane, and then all of a sudden I'm dating this basketball player named like basketball. That was Baba Europa and all of that stuff. I don't like it. Okay, and he's old.
Bulat nga ako sa'yo, ba't ka nadali?
Yeah.
Kala ko papunta ka sa wala eh, bala papunta ka sa in love, girl.
Yeah. It's funny because you set up this entire thing like you gave him no time and that he's not that big of a deal. And then boom, all of a sudden, it sounds like you're chasing.
Oo, di ba? Ito pa sasabihin ko sa'yo. Ito na ngayon nangyari. Para matauhan ka, si Guy, pinakita niya mga picture niya mga ex magaganda. Di ba bumilib ka? Ikaw, sa susunod na boyfriend mo, makikita mo ba yung portfolio mo? Mapapakita mo ba yung portfolio mo? Nakasama ka? Mapapakita yung stocks mo? Di ba?
Yeah.
Isip lang ha?
Yeah, he validated his existence by showing you mga babae na sobrang ganda before you. It helped you kind of go, okay, well, I have to compete against these girls now. And then boom, you're hooked. So it's a style. You fell for it.
Okay, so stop. Paano ititigay? Like, anong sasabihin ko?
Kasi gamitin mo ako. Gamitin mo ako. Umipat ka ulit sa isang funny na pangit, pero may pera. Bahala sa'yo. Ang bahala
sa'yo.
You
really don't
gusto
need...
Gusto mong vanilla? Ito ng vanilla. I'm vanilla, baby.
I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby.
Okay, you don't really need an explanation for this guy. He's not that important to you. He doesn't have that much of a hold. He's not as defined as you may think. This is not a five-year relationship that you guys were living in together. This is nothing, okay? So when you're asking, well, what do I do? How do I tell it to him? It's easy. I don't care if you just text him. You don't even have to talk to him. Just say, you know, it's not working out between us. The Bumble thing is a problem for me. You can be honest. The Bumble thing is a problem for me. And to be honest, it'll be a problem for the next girl. So out ako dun. Salamat for the time and all of that. It was fun. But you know what? This is not what I'm looking for. You know, you're 27 years old. You don't want to waste any more time. This is your prime, right? This is like the best you're ever going to have it. Don't waste it on this motherfucker. Okay?
Okay. All right. All right.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Sika lang.
Dude, he does look like a basketball player. Pero hindi rookie. Yung basketball player na...
It's been there 9 years.
It's been there 10 years.
Sa hindi siya ano, hindi siya yung go-to guy. Siya yung ano, yung enforcer ng team. yung depensa, yung tirador, yung tatawagin ng coach, masyado magaling yun.
Baldahin
mo nga yun.
Yung taga-screen.
Gusto ko ma-endure dyan.
Taga-hard screen.
Oo ha. Lagyan mo na maganda screen yun. Pag kumalag, sapain mo. Akong bahala. Ha? Pasok. Ubusin mo yung foul mo. Nagpa-Milo-Milo best ka pa. Tapos taga-ubos ka na ng oras. Ilang foul mo? Wala. Ubusin mo dito. Kaya may mga ganun player, di ba? Enforcer. Hindi, gwapo nga. May tsura pa nga si Terry Saldana eh. Eh sabi, hindi. Ito, mga ano to, mga Yoyoy Villamin, brothers.
I know you said medyo okay yung katawan niya, but not in really, right? Not really.
Hindi malaki ah. Parang ano, construction
worker
na katawan.
He's just tall. Yeah. But there's no defined cuts or anything. So yeah. When you think about your veteran basketball player, the guy that's been in the league for over a decade, you see their body. This is not prime Dwight Howard. This is not, it's more like, yung mga tipong, sino ba yung katawan niya? Like something similar to this. Na Joe Ingles. You know what I mean? Just kind of like...
just
kind of like gravity is taking over. Right? You know, that's the body. That's the body
mo,
type.
Mas papangitin mo pa si, ano, si... Pangalan, kalimutan ang pangalan. Basta hindi siya, ano, basta hindi siya... yung laging tinatabi sa Muse. Para umangit sa para umangat yung ganda na
gumanda yung all right, we gotta take a break. It is 17 after midnight here already, Manila time, so I know you guys gotta go to sleep, so we'll take a break. When you come back, we'll have one last call. We'll go to the Los Angeles for the last call, and then
ayun si Tatay mo kamukha ni Diwata nga. Diwata Pares, tamo, totoo kamukha ni Diwata Pares. Oh, naka-side, I swear, buti na nasayang mo yun na yung itsura.
Hold on. What the fuck?
Sikat ngayon dito mo, may ari ng ano, ng Paris, ano?
Really?
Diwata Paris. Pero gay siya. Yun yung itsura. Tanan mo, Diwata Paris. Lalabas yun. Yan na yan, tanan mo, pag mag-agree ka sa akin.
I don't know. This Diwata Paris guy's fucking ugly. Like, this guy's fucking ugly. I don't know. I mean, he's not that ugly. I was more
ang
like...
gulo mo. Makita na kaya natin para sila mag-decide. Ito.
Diwata Paris is fucking Diwata Paris looks kind of like fucking Israel Adensaya. Like, he's not that unattractive. Now, is Izzy Adensaya is I mean, he's handsome because he's Izzy Adensaya. Like, he's fucking amazing. But it goes back to my point. Like,
Freddy Abuda daw.
Sino?
Si Freddy Abuda daw, sabi ni.
Ano, Freddy ba? Y ba yan or IE?
Sa San Miguel Beer yun eh. Freddy Abuda.
IE. Freddy Abuda. Let's see. Closer. Yeah.
Diba? Yeah. Ito ha. Diba ang ano ang
wait,
sunset?
Lex, but it's Freddy Abuda as a coach, not like Freddy Abuda as a player. Okay, so remember, you know, it kind of goes back to the Osang Chedeng reference. It's like, fine, he looks like Freddy Abuda, but as a fucking retired player already. Anyway, sorry, you were saying what?
Di ba yung picture na pinadala kasi sa yung picture, ang ano niya, ang background niya parang sunset, beach, may mga, di ba, ang laas makagwapo nun? Kahit paano i-elevate niya yung hindi na-apekto nito. Hindi siya natulungan. Hindi siya natulungan. Lalo lang na-highlight. Sa Sam kasi lang, pangit na Sam kasi, oh, Patrick Ewing, no?
Yeah, no, but now you're now yeah. We gotta keep it local because it's...
Oh,
yeah.
Michael Finley. Wala talaga yun. Wala talaga yung mga pa.
All right, anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of the show, GTWM. Year 13, episode number 30 with Alex, myself, you guys. After this, don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 13, episode number 30, I believe. Lex, where are people going to find you? I know we talked about it in yesterday's episode, but let's talk about it again. I know you have two shows here in the month of May, and a lot of that has to do, of course, with you setting up for the big one in October. You also got the hair transplant going on, but you'll even have like a US tour, Singapore again. Man, just what an amazing life you live. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. Simulan na lang muna tayo. Focus muna tayo sa May 3. That's this week, no? May 3 sa may 70s Bistro. Yan, maganda. Kung gusto nyo mapanood yung mga, alam ko nakakapanood-panood kayo sa online, pero iba pag live. Yan ang sinasabi ko sa iba pag live kasi I do ad-libs. I do on the spot joke, I talk to people. So May 3, 70s Bistro. May 10, nandiyan naman ako sa Meats and Deli naman. Yan naman yung restaurant ko, meron din kami show dyan. May 18, may show din kami sa Atts Ferry. May 24 dyan sa District 1. So mayroon makikita nyo ako sa May 3 and May 24. Check nyo lang yung website namin, alexcalia.com and thecomedycrew.com.
Okay. I need to bring this up. I keep forgetting to bring this up episode after episode after episode. I apologize. The reason for that is when I do this podcast, when I do the radio show, I've even said this recently, I'm very focused, really hard to kind of remember to give shout outs and all of that. Recently, guys, you guys have been sending me a lot of IG messages for video greetings, birthday greetings for your spouses, your boyfriends and your girlfriends. Like, I get so many of these. Trust me, it's not that I don't want to do them. It's I forget to do them because when I'm recording the show, it is just so difficult to think about other things. I know it sounds like we're very casual here and we're just kind of fucking around and sending pictures to each other and stuff. But honestly, it is mentally very, very focused. So I forget when you guys ask for shout outs and all of that. I generally don't do them anyway. It's not, I don't want to. It's just there's so much. But there's a particular girl who has messaged me every single day now for 19 straight days. And it is clearly a copy and paste thing. She'll copy and paste it, but she'll count down. This is my 15th time to ask you. This is my 16th time to ask you. And for some reason, I remembered it now, so I might as well read it. So she says here, hi, Sir Mo, I'm Mile. My partner and I are listeners of the podcast GTWM, huge fan of the AMA squad. We often listen to your podcast when he's driving me to my house or whenever we travel. His birthday is May 10th. It would be awesome if you can get a simple happy birthday from the group. If he can also be cursed by Alex. Alex, pwede mo naman murahin, please. His name is... Oh, I don't know what his name is. So Alex, if you isang mura please from Sir Alex to complete his birthday, I would really greatly appreciate this if he can get a shout out on AMA. I'm planning to surprise him. He'll be shocked to hear the greet and the curse from you guys in the episode. Thank you. This is day number 19 I have messaged you for a greeting. It's a shame that you didn't include his name, Mile, on the message so we can do a proper verbal abusive assault. But Alex, her name is Mile, M-I-A-L, Mial or Mile. I don't know how to do that. But can you please tell her
boyfriend? Boyfriend,
yeah.
Mile?
Yeah, boy or partner. Boyfriend, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Partner?
Boyfriend.
sa partner ni Mal, puki ng ina mo.
Making dreams come true. Thank you, Lex. Oh. You're so generous.
Hindi,
bagoy
natin ng konti. Baka sabihin niya, masyadong basos. Okay ng ina mo. With respect.
So, thank you, Alex. I mean, really, that's charity work here. Yes. Happy birthday, boyfriend Nini Mild. And for the others, please, it is not, again, it's not that we don't want to do it. It's just so hard to do with the time and focus constraints. Keep sending them. And maybe I'll come across it or not. Or we should find some way for people to get those shout outs out. Let's take our last caller here. Sorry, what?
Po, pinadala mo sa akin yung ano, yung video na ano, yung peck.
Yung ano? Oh, from last week? Yeah, so Lex, wait, hold on.
Can, Lexi, for
I'll do it. I'll play it. I'll play it. No, no, I'll play it. It's much easier if I play the quality. I got it. But just, yeah, I'll play it because it's a lot clearer.
Okay.
One last peck for the road for Alex here.
Thank you. Peck, Alex. Gusto mo?
That was from last week.
I'm sorry.
Let's take our final caller. We're gonna. Whoa! And there she is, right there, Chris.
That's it. I'm sorry.
What terrible timing that was, Chris.
Labas ng halak.
Right when I unmuted you.
Taga LA ka lang, may halak ka naman. Taga LA ka lang, may plema ka naman po.
I mean, almost the timing alone, right? It's like, Peck, Alex, gusto mo?
Sorry.
Wow. Buti ako, taga signal tagig lang. Wala naman akong halak.
That was disgusting.
Ano, idudurama yan, girl? Saan? Sa salad? Lada. Ano problema mo? Ano sa akin may pag-adi ka ng gano'n ko ng boyfriend?
Oh, Chris, you're 40. You are in Los Angeles. Congratulations on the win the other day against the Denver Nuggets. At least you guys didn't get swept.
Oh, yes.
At least you guys didn't get swept. But
since din ako last year na sweep tayo ng 4-0, ano din ako sa Crypto Arena. Kanina nanonood lang sa TV. Naiyak ako sa tuwa.
Maybe they should rename the arena.
Ito na, may shout out sa LA. Puki na ina nyo, Lakers.
There we go. Happy birthday, Lakers. Maybe they should. You ever think that maybe they should rename that arena? Because I get what cryptocurrency. Oh. But when you don't call it cryptocurrency arena, you just call it crypto. It has now the radical word of crypt. In the middle, which of course is very negative and almost deathly, right? So I think maybe they should change it. It's like bad luck almost. Like you call your arena the crypt.
Parang, di ba parang ano rin yun? Hindi yung mga tomb, parang ganun.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Ganun, yeah, it's an incredibly negative and dark kind of name.
Pero pang, the radical... May slang pa na si crypt, di ba? May slang din na tinatawag sa...
Yeah, I know. That's why. I only kind of thought of it now when you said that it's probably not a good idea to call it crypto arena. Where were we? Chris, let's go. What do you got?
Okay, backstory muna.
Yes, please.
So me and my husband, we've been married for 12 years, together for 15. Okay naman. Ako, admittedly naman talaga, jealous talaga ako. I'm the jealous type. Insecure. Pero after naman nung kinasal kami tsaka nagkaanak kami, parang nag-mellow down na ako. Tapos, mga 4 years ago, nag-check ako kasi open naman ako sa social media accounts namin and everything. So, chinek ko lang yung Facebook niya. Tapos, nakita ko, nilike niya yung parang sexy picture ng coworker niya.
Naku.
Cleavage, ganyan.
Naku.
Tapos, sabi ko, why? Sabi ko, you know, that's so disrespectful to me. Jealous,
I can't help it. I want every bit of you.
May litrato ba nakita, Pekpek?
Wala na. So far, wala naman.
Okay, alright, go.
So, sabi ko bakit? Sabi ko kasi parang nakakahiya naman sa akin, 'di ba? Sana nahiya naman siya at saka parang ano yung message na binibigay mo dun sa girl, 'di ba? Like you're telling her that you like what you're seeing. So I'm uncomfortable with it. So please, wag mo nang gawin. So nag-away kami and everything. So I thought naintindihan na niya yung nararamdaman ko. Tapos nito lang recently, parang we've been feeling, both of us know na parang medyo disconnected kami kasi parang ako ayoko, late, hindi ako masyado makapag-open up sa kanya kasi parang every time I tell him, oh, I feel like parang ganito ka, I feel like parang disconnected tayo, he would always dismiss what I'm feeling. So,
yeah.
Parang nitong 2 weeks lang, nag-away kami, ganyan. Kasi parang may nakita naman ako sa Instagram niya na parang MMA fighter na sex. Hindi ko lang alam
Sito.
Na follow pala niya.
Sito,
hindi
Sito.
Ko alam eh, nakalimutan ko na yung name. Okay. I didn't really pay attention. So, tinanong ko lang siya. Sabi
Israel
ko, ano to?
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know, basta sexy na maganda eh. Tapos sasabi ko, hindi ko alam na nagpa-follow ka pala ng mga MMA
ba?
Fighter. Yeah. I know you, I can't really remember kasi parang natinignan ko lang. Tapos, parang ano lang, passing lang. Pero tinanong ko lang siya. Sabi ko, oh, fina-follow mo pala to. Sabi ko, sino ba yan? Sabi niya, oh, MMA fighter. So, parang naging ano naman siya, defensive. So, sabi ko, okay. So, parang nag-silent treatment kami for a few days. Tapos, nakaayos kami. Oh. And then, recently, parang disconnected na naman kami. So, sabi ko,
Wait. Hold on. Real quick. Chris. Sorry, I was trying to remember what your name is. Okay, so I get it. If you're jealous of him liking photos of his coworkers and their cleavages out and all that stuff, because these people are close, like they're within striking distance. But if you are upset about him liking celebrities, which are way more unattainable, I mean, really, really unattainable. Why are we fighting over, say, celebrities?
Oh, no.
It's fine, though. I just want to know why, though.
No. Napag-away na rin namin yan. And then sinabi na nga niya sa akin yan, like, hindi ko naman, nagtatanong lang ako kasi hindi ko alam na parang may fina-follow pala siya mga ganyang MMA fight. Alam ko dati yung mga crush ng Korean celebrities na follow niya. And it's fine with me. Naintindihan ko na yung point niya. So, okay na ako doon. Pero yung MMA fighter, hindi ko alam. Parang sexy pala. Hindi ko alam. So, nagulat lang ako.
Wait, what? I'm still confused. So, the MMA fighter, what's wrong with the MMA fighter again?
Parang sexy. Parang hindi ko alam
na
pinafollow niya.
Yeah, they're MMA
niya.
Fighters. They're gonna be sexy. Yeah.
Now, wala pa naglabang na agawn.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Kasi nga, parang hindi ko in-expect from him. Parang ganun lang. Parang ako, I was thinking na parang, I know he watches, pero hindi ko alam na parang fina-follow pala niya and everything. And then, nito nga lang, parang sabi ko, disconnected na naman kami. Nag-silent treatment na naman kami. Tapos sabi ko, there has to be something. So, binuksan ko ulit yung Instagram niya. Nakita ko, yung algorithm niya, parang puro sexy bikini pictures ng random girls, yung algorithm niya. Pero I check his search, wala naman siyang search. So, inisip ko baka binura na niya. And then, nakita ko, ang dami pala, dating like 6 years ago pa, na nagla-like na pala siya ng mga bikini pictures, sexy pictures ng coworkers niya. And I didn't know. Akala ko second time pa lang itong nakita ko recently. So, parang it means na parang mga for 6 years na, nagla-like na pala siya ng pictures ng mga sexy pictures ng mga coworkers niya. And nagulat ako kasi hindi ko alam. Jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental.
Ano ba to? May tamang tanong. Foreigner ba to o Pinoy?
Hindi, Pinoy.
Pinoy, okay. Huwag baka magalit sa'yo. Tatanong lang ako.
Hindi kasi, so yun lang, so parang naano lang ako kasi sinabi ko na sa kanya dati na I feel disrespected. Sinabi ko na sa kanya dati yun na parang I'm uneasy, I'm uncomfortable kasi syempre kasama niya sa trabaho yun eh. I don't know if it's something na bakit ako masyadong ano pag mga katrabaho niya kasi siguro maybe we met at work, doon kami nagkain laban ganyan.
Well,
so
yes.
So parang siguro parang may fear lang ba ako na what if, kasi I wouldn't know how he is at work, how he communicates with them. And parang siya, parang kasi gusto niya lagi ipakita sa iba na he's the nice guy, he's the ano, ganyan-ganyan. So parang sinasabi ko sa kanya, please, wag mo namang bigyan sila ng idea that you like what you're seeing. Kasi you cannot even give that to me. You cannot even validate me when I need it. Tapos ibibigay mo yung validation sa iba. So parang bang, alam mo yung disrespect. So ang question ko is it OA ba na ganun? Kasi parang galit na galit ako. And pinagsisigawan ko siya, galit na galit ako. And then sabi ko sa kanya, I'm deeply hurt and I don't know kung kailan ako magiging okay because it's really hard. I'm really hurt. And I don't want you, I need my space, I need my privacy, I don't want you seeing me. Kasi alam mo yung mga kwarto dito sa America, alam mo yung wala namang door yung shower. Like, it's just open bedroom and then shower. So, open, like, glass door and everything. So, sabi ko, ayoko makikita mo ako nag-shower ako. I don't want you to see me naked and everything. Kasi parang alam mo yung feeling ko, gusto ko lang, like, to keep it myself. Like, I don't want you seeing me kasi parang I feel disrespected. So, why would I give myself to you? So, sinabi ko naman sa kanya, I don't want to give myself to you just yet. I cannot give myself to you yet. Kasi parang, it really hurts. So, I don't
want
that.
Parang pa-virgin ka ulit ngayon. Pa-virgin ka muna, no?
Oh, yan. Ganon. Yun.
Okay, sorry. I'm just in my music mode right now.
Alam mo, bago ako sumagot na maayos, ha? Gusto ko na sumingit. Buti na lang mababait din tayong dalawa. Pwede tayong manira ng relasyon, no? Kung wala na tayong pakialam, no? Pwede tayong magsabi na, puta, may babae yan. Sige, awayin mo lang. Go. Thank you for your call. Pag dumami na yung colors natin, ay po, siya, nilike, no? Oh, muna, ay, napapaero yan, nilike pala. Ay, na, may babae yan. Hindi. Okay. Lasa muna, analyze natin, ha? Okay?
Okay, I think that's all. Okay, yeah, I think that's all. There are different issues here. I agree with you regarding the issues regarding the coworkers. Okay, the celebrities.
Yes,
right. I think everybody does that. It's funny because Chopper's talking about Blackpink here on the chat room, but she does that with a lot of her Korean opas. She's big on the opa stuff. In fact, she messaged or she sent a post the other day about, you know, a lot of the opa stuff. She follows them too. No problem with me. Completely unattainable. I though would have a huge problem if, say, co-worker niya nag-gym photos naka, you know, topless and all of that stuff, and then she would be liking that, or even just any general, like, over-liking something anyway. It could be a LinkedIn post. Like,
it's not alam mo hindi naman siya over-like kasi tinitingnan ko yung feed nila, hindi naman lahat ng pictures.
I know.
Pictures na nila, it's bikini.
I'm using my example, like, what would bother me. Okay, like, for example, if we established this, I think on the radio show a week ago, that liking every single photo is a level of flirtation, right? We've said that. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be na porket may cleavage, porket may gym photo, whatever. Just lahat. Kung, Lex, di ba? Halimba, kung, if you saw every lahat ng post mo, makita mo yung same person na palagi siya nililike lahat ng mga litrato. That's something. So that's the age we live in now.
Sisingit ko lang mo para saka yung sinabi mo, girl, na hindi naman lahat nilike niya eh. Kaya, pati yung girl na nilike niya, kine-check niya kung yung guy na yun, kung sino yung mga nilike niya. Pag nakita niyang, uy, ako lang nilike nito ah. Yun ang masama doon.
Yeah.
Ha?
So,
okay?
So to recap, I have no problem with the celebrity stuff because that's just kind of celebrity stuff. The work stuff is a considerable problem. And the way you say you're not being validated or you don't feel like he's listening to you, all of these things are important to you. I'm okay with your stance regarding this. I remember I saw something online. I'm trying to look for it. I read it. It says here, like, if you want your relationship to last, you need to be willing to give up other people that make your partner feel uncomfortable in order to respect your person. So it's not toxic. It's just called growing up. If there's somebody that, in your context, if there's somebody that you're uncomfortable with at his work, he has to be able to give that up for you. And your give up means stop liking the fucking cleavage photos.
Yeah. Well, kasi sinabi ko na nga sa kanya yun 4 years ago when I first caught it. Akala ko that was the first time, pero hindi pa rin niya ginawa. So, tapos sabi ko pa sa kanya when I checked yesterday din, he muted the stories of these two girls na pinagsasalosan ko nga sa trabaho niya kasi nilike niya yung pictures. He muted them 3 months ago. So sabi ko, so ibig sabihin, you mute them 3 months ago. Why? Sabi niya, oh, kasi alam ko nang magiging reaction mo, alam ko na magagalit ka, so umiiwas na lang ako sa gulo. That's why I muted them. Sabi ko, okay, so you muted them 3 months ago and now last week, you still like their bikini photos kahit na alam mo na magagalit ako. So why? Like,
Listen, what you have to get right is he did not expect you to see it. That's what it was. It's not like he's liking the photo thinking, oh, well, you're going to be okay with that. No, he's expecting you that you're not going to see these things. Hey, listen, you guys were a romance. You guys were a couple. Now, when you guys got together at work, were you in another relationship or was he in another relationship and there was some cheating going on?
No.
Okay, because if there was, then it really kind of adds a 10-time layer to this bullshit, right? Mm. But you're right. You guys got together at the office. A lot of people hook up at the office. And because you don't work in the office anymore, you can't monitor it. So everything at the office is a threat. Now he's liking photos of girls with their cleavage. That's a threat. Now he's muting girls and still liking them, knowing that you're going to be mad. That's a threat. So this is our problem. Not Alexa Grasso in the UFC is probably the prettiest girl, you know, in the UFC. It's not about those ones. It's this one. And you have to be able to tell him to cut that shit out. And like I read earlier, he has to do something about it. Like if I identify somebody that I don't like, perhaps say in Chopper's workplace, I don't like him. That's a threat. She has to do something about that. Just like he has to, like I have to do that too. If Chopper's like, you cannot guess this girl on the show. I have a problem with that. I feel that I cannot guess this girl. I will not guess this girl on the show. I have to do something about it. You have to do something about it. And muting it is not doing something about it.
It actually, Mo, Alex, right then and there, nung inaway ko siya, dinilit naman niya yung Instagram niya.
Siyempre.
So sabi niya, okay lang daw. Sabi ko, okay, sige, hindi na nga mangyayari. Kasi paano nga mangyayari? You don't have Instagram anymore. Actually, I'm fine if you don't delete it because I want to see how you can control yourself. Pero dinilit na nga niya. But ngayon, nirecover ko kasi nag-research pa ako. Pero may Facebook pa rin siya kasi yung ibang likes nasa Facebook naman, di ba? Pero parang hindi naman niya gusto yatang tanggalin yung Facebook niya. And I don't wanna push it kasi I want it to come from him. But I don't care kung hindi niya i-delete yung Facebook niya. I'm fine kasi most of his friends are there. So I'm fine with it. But I'm just like thinking like, OA ba yung reaction ko? Is it normal na OA lang ako? Like,
that's everything here, right? This is the actual conversation. Are you overly jealous? Is this too much? And I'm going to say no on the coworker stuff. Yes on the celebrity stuff. Yes, you're OA on the celebrity stuff. No, okay. Absolutely not on the coworker shit.
Okay.
Sorry, Lex, real quick. I just want to read this. Yuki Ona on the playback says, ang toxic for me ang ginagawa ni ate. So, for example, this girl, Yuki, thinks you're toxic. Being able to, being affected by this and controlling this is not good. I disagree. Yuki, I disagree. Respectively. How do you say it, Lex?
With respect.
Okay. Because we subscribe to the mindset that if you're liking lahat ng litrato or yung pinaka, you know, cleavage-y stuff like ng mga co-workers mo, it, as you said, Karen, it sends a wrong message to them. Or it sends the right message to them, depending on what your goals are, right? As somebody who developed in a workplace environment. Okay, Lex, go ahead. I apologize.
Para hindi maging toxic sa girl, pag nasabihan mo na yung asawa mo, tapos halimbawa, wag mo na yun, ano, na lahat ng topic nyo is mahalong katyon. So okay na yun, nasabihan mo na siya, nagawa mo na yung part mo. Tapos, pag na-check mo ulit, doon ka na ulit maggawa ng panibagong issue, ha. Yun lang naman sinasabi ko, huwag mo nang halongkatin. Alam mo, nasabihan mo na, wala ka na magagawa, nasa tao na lang talaga yun kung magbago siya o hindi. Pero tama na may ginagawa ng reaction mo, ha. Ngayon, dadagdagan ko lang yung ano mo, yung ganti mo sa kanya. Yung ayaw mong makita, kung ako sa'yo, i-reverse mo pa. Ipakita mo ngayon. Mag-ano ka, mag-ayos ka rin. Pakita mo sa kanya ngayon, yung nawawala niya.
Oh, did we lose Alex?
Dagan mo pa ng ano, konting difficulty level, ha? Huwag mo itago. Ang gawin mo, maglaad ka na nalaglag yung tuwalya mo. Sabi mo, sabikin mo. Pero huwag papayagan. Mag-ano ka? maglabas ka na a two-piece.
So,
sexy ka naman, di ba?
Here's an interesting. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. You can answer that.
No, not anymore. I was, but after two kids.
Yeah.
And I'm 40, so no, I don't.
You will still be beautiful.
GKIM or G Kim Angelica says she might push her husband though. Baka mamaya walang ginagawa, but she kept on insisting that there is. Biglang may gagawin yung asawa niya. Yeah, I understand that, but you are telling him something that's bothering you. Like, if there's one message that I think this podcast has given to its listeners and to you guys and all the callers over the past few years, is this: I have told you this is a problem. You have to do something about it. I don't care what the problem is, whether it's lack of sex, it could be, you know, jealousy, it could be fucking anything. I have told you this. If they're not doing something about it, this is a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a problem. And it goes both ways. If you tell me to do something, I will have to do it. Within reason, everybody. Okay, within reason.
Yes, within reason. Oh.
So I am on your side. That whatever you feel like you need to do to get his fucking hard head to understand that this is a problem for you, do it. If that means taking a bath with the door locked to not doing, then fucking fine. Now, he might not be doing anything. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It bothers you. That's the thing. Oh. We're not talking about cheating. There could be cheating. Maybe there's none. Maybe there is. It doesn't matter. It's,
you know, back to sales.
I am bothered by this girl.
Yes.
She works with you. You're liking all her tits photos. I have a problem with that. You have to do something
about it. Pero naman to the point mo na, anibawa, nakalimutan maghugas ng plato ng asawa mo, magdadabog ka, kakalike mo sa mga ibang babayan, tapos di ka naghugas ng plato, medyo... Huwag naman lahat ng bagay i-bring up mo, ha? Pag...
Yeah. I know. Meron din naman siyang baka breaking point. Baka mapuno na rin naman siya. I don't
know. Hindi. Pagawa ang t-shirt, like mo mukha mo.
All right. So, wait, what was your question?
Is it right to okay ba OA ba tong nararamdaman ko or yung reaction ko sa kanya? Is it OA?
No. OA OA for the celebrities, no for the coworker.
Okay. For the realistic yung mga office mate na yan. Yeah. Mga hidden ano yan eh. Mga Morse code dyan eh. Hey, I notice you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I notice this version of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like
yun lang kasi nga parang ang point ko is
hindi ko mapapansin.
Yung like napapansin niya tapos ako hindi niya ako napapansin. So.
Yeah. He didn't like the photo of her in church.
Yeah, right. Mga ganon. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm jealous of the nights
that I don't spend with you. Good luck, Chris.
Pero ano ha, narinig ko sa'yo, ate ha, wag mo papabayaan yung ano mo, yung sarili mo pa rin. Ha?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse na, 40s, ganun ha. You're beautiful. Walang ano ha. Hindi dahil sa kanya, kundi dahil sa'yo. Ha? Dapat you still take care of yourself.
Sounds like you want her to compete though against these girls, Lex.
Hindi. Kasi hindi naman. Sa sinasabi ko lang na walang, kasi minsan ang babae nagigiba pag, I have two kids, I'm 40 years old. No, you're still young. Ano, take care of yourself then. Hindi dahil sa ibang tao, kundi for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Are these girls younger? Are they younger?
Yes. Yeah, younger, hotter. Yeah. Siyempre, kikinis, ang puputi.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good luck.
Thank you.
Chris, with this problem of yours. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Mo.
All right. Bye-bye. Later.
Yes. Oo. Tayo nga, nagpapaganda ng bahay, nagpaparenovate, diba? Diba lagi natin inaano na we have to... Eh, mga ganun din yan eh.
I agree, yes. In this context, though, Lex, the... Competing against the younger, hotter, primer, all that stuff that doesn't give him all of the jealousy, that doesn't give him all of the fucking kailangan ayusin mo to bullshit that he gets at home. It's a I don't like the mindset of okay, I gotta compete against these girls because these girls we're only seeing the cleavage stuff.
In general.
That's what I'm saying. In general.
Both gender to, I'm not talking about only the girls. Pati yung mga guys na pagdakuha na yung mga ano, mga, di ba, pag mga 40 years old na magkasama na, di na nagustuhan ka dati ng asawa mo ngayon na alain na katawan mo, tapos, di ba, tapos mapupuna ka, lumalaki na yung tiyan mo, tapos magagalit ka, hindi na pwede magalit na magalit, di, mag-try ka rin mag, ano, for yourself, again, for yourself, hindi dahil sa topic lang na to, kundi dahil for everybody. Kasi, ako, tamo ha, nabawa, nagpaganda ako ng ngipin, pwede ba sabihin ng doktor na 55 ka na, kung madali, sayang lang pag pinaganda ko pa yung ngipin mo. Di ba? Di ba? Lagi naman na sinasabi, there's always, ano, it's always a new day.
Yep.
Di ba? Kaya, enjoy natin.
Gotcha. Kung
papaano pa ako ng buho ko.
300.
Hindi dahil sa likes, ha? Pero ako, ako mo, atin-atin lang dalawa to mo, ha?
Yeah, please, please.
Atin dalawa lang to.
Yeah, yeah.
Hindi ako mahilig mag-like. Period. Pero, nagla-like ako sa utak ko.
Have you ever liked?
Eh, di naman sarililin lang yun eh. Ewan ko pa sa social media, ang dami sinirang mga buhay niyan. Kasi dati, pag may dumadaang chick sa harapan mo, di pa like din yun? Ganda nun ah. O, like yun eh. Ba't mo pa kailangan i-share? O, di napapahama kayo. Diba?
Well, then maybe you have a reason, right? It's because liking in your head is just liking in your head. Liking sa app mismo, kasi may notification yun eh. Dadaan din sa
I will not do that.
I don't get notifications because when you have, I don't have a lot of followers, but I have more than a few hundred, right? So when you have a lot of followers, every time, you know, you turn off the notifications because, you know, I'm assuming that's what, sorry for the word, famous people do. They don't want to be fucking their phone going off every time somebody likes their picture. But if you don't have thousands and thousands and thousands of followers, you might turn on your notifications that somebody has liked your photo. So to answer your question, Lex, when someone hits like and your phone goes off, like, oi, kalyeha liked it. Shit. And then all of a sudden, I'm writing the story in my head. Well, why did kalyeha like it? Oh, maybe because I showed my cleavage. Well, shit, let me do that again. And all of a sudden, you get into that ugly
mahirap
space.
Na social media. Diba? Oo nga, careful ako sumagot-sagot minsan ako, ano, minsan kasi, di ba, maano ko, thank you very much, ha. Can you come, ano, note ka sa show ko, ha? Minsan, pag nag-ano ka, di ba?
Yeah.
Pag tinigil nakita ng, ano, uy, pag malalaki, ginanon mo, tas babae, iba na ibig sabihin sa babae, sa lalaki, may mga macho rin naman ako minimessage na, can you watch our show, ha?
Yeah.
Kaya, careful, ang hirap. Ay, naku, makapag-install na nga. At yung babae sabi, nag-uninstall nga siya sa harapan ko. Ay, syempre.
Travers asking, pag may like, may balak. I think it's context though. It's about context. So again, if it's in this context with the girl and her husband, it's coworkers. He's not liking all of their photos. He's liking the sexy ones. Okay, the cleavage ones. So when you use those parameters, kung may like, may balak, yes. If you're, for example, on, let's use again, LinkedIn. If you're liking lahat ng photos, yes, right? Every single one, it's a different style. It's like discarte, right? When you're a guy and you're trying to hook up with a girl. Whoa, sorry. When you're trying to hook up with a girl you like, not every guy uses the same formula. It's not, oh, hey, can I have your number? Would you like to go out? It's different. Some guys will play the like game. Some guys will play the DM game. Yeah. Some guys will play the, you know, what Alex is like in your head game. Like, it's a style. So it depends on the context. What is going on? And then we will sit here and we will judge it.
Ano yun ha? Both yun ha? Both sides yun ha? Tama ha? Pag-alabaw, nagla-like ako dun sa isang babae lang. Pag yung babae na ipag-usap sa kaibigan niya, nilike ako nung Alex. Ay talaga, hindi naman nagla-like ka na. Ba't nilike ka? Alam nyo yun. Pero pag marami ka nilalike, di ba? Pag nagsabi yung isang girl na, nilike ako ni Alex. Oo, ako nilike din yan eh. Lahat naman nilalike tayo yan eh. Huwag kang feeling.
Yeah. Now, Butch here says, I disagree. It can be, I think what Butch Ross is saying here, who's in Cavite, is, can it just be we like the photo, guys? Does it have to be? I think that's what you're trying to say, right? Does it have to have all of this cerebral shit attached to it? And his message is, unfortunately, exactly. His message is, I disagree. It can be that you just like the post or picture kasi kilala mo. Laban naman mag
thumbs down or angry react sa naka two-piece bikini. Well, I think that last line is where you fucked up. I think your first sentence was solid. I disagree. Can it just be you liked a picture? Like, why? What's all this? What's all this fucking breaking it down? But it's because, Butch, you can find a pattern in everything.
Yes, yes.
And where there's a pattern, there's usually a reason. It's kind of like if a girl is talking to you and they're shaking their legs or they're playing with their hair while they're talking to you. We are assessing this moment. We don't go, well, maybe makate lang yung ulo niya. No. That body language is telling me something because I've seen that pattern before. If you know, I'm talking about guys, what we're looking for in girls. I don't know what girls are looking for in guys in terms of pattern, but if I see a girl in medyo, you can tell that they're jittery and they're doing this with their hair when they're talking to you. They like you. Their body cannot control it. It's tells. They're giving physical tells about what is going on in their head. Guys do it too. It's not just she's fixing her hair in that moment. It's this moment. This interaction is propelling her to do it.
Yeah. If you're really innocent, at bali wala naman sa'yo yun, tapos nagagalit yung asawa mo, o dyan dali mo tigilan yun, ba't ka magkakaroon ng magulong buhay dahil lang sa isang bagay? Di ba? Dadahilan mo sa asawa mo na wala naman yun eh. Wala naman yun eh. Tutuloy mo pa rin. Tapos nagagayit na yung partner mo. Di may impyerno kang buhay. Di ba? Di dadakdakan ka ng asawa mo. Kada like mo. Kung bali wala yun, tigilan mo yung sarili mo. Para tumigil din to. Diba? Yeah. Eh, yung nararamdaman ng asawa mo na ayoko nagla-like ka eh. Kung kala mo naman ang hintuan yun, but
wala naman pala. But the thing is, it's not just about liking, right? I mean, we can find the equivalent in everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah,
basta may pattern na may cleavage ni like mo, obvious ka dun.
Yeah. I mean, don't we say it like, oh, okay, all of a sudden your spouse is starting to work out a lot more and is starting to do this, it's starting to do that, and they haven't really articulated to you why. We immediately go, well, hold on, this is a red flag. You know what? It is a red flag.
It is a red flag. Alimbawa, may asawa yun. Alimbawa, may asawa. Tapos nila-like mo siya pag solo picture niya. Pag family picture, wala ka.
Yeah, there's a pattern. And that pattern can be assessed. It's okay to assess that pattern. There's a reason.
Diba? Ba't nagla-like to pagka ako na mag-isa? Pagkasama ko yung asawa kong di ako nila-like. Bago to ah. DM nga.
Ay, nako. All right. Anyway, let's get out of here. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's 1 a.m. Manila time.
Oh, napansin mo magka yung dalawang episode. Eh, kailan tumawag si ate na yung maganda, yung puro gwapo. Same color, same ano ba yung day? Kasi malungkot yung isa eh, di ba? Kailan tumawag yung... Ay, tama. Previous nito, di ba?
Before this, si Kate. Kate and Chris are our two callers.
It's all about the appearance.
Yep.
Di ba?
Yep.
It's all about appearance, man.
All right, let's get out of here. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. We'll see you on the radio in about 4 or 5 hours. We'll be on the radio show on Magic 89.9. You will get an alert from that if you have the playback app. So we'll check you guys out then. Thanks for being with us this weekend. Have a great end. Oh no, it's... Oh shit. Wait, what's the date there right now?
It's April 29th.
Oh my god, that means May is around the corner, right? That's what... Or speaking of social media, you're a bunch of NSYNC shit here in a couple of days. So I don't mind because I love NSYNC.
It's gonna be May.
Oh, but that's gonna be all over your feeds. Have a great day, you guys. Thanks for hanging out. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.